This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What you think matters. That's an important part, an important cog in the wheel of conversation on News Talk Radio stations is what you think. And you can communicate what you think to us here, a number of broadcast professionals, including Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, to review the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, for the week of August the 28th to September 1st, last week of August 2017. And certainly the highlight of the week will be conversation about the hurricane and what Harvey did and what the aftermath will be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of conversation about that. Some of it is based on fact and some of it based on fiction. But then that's the case with conversation, and it always has been the case. People have their opinions about things, and that's sort of what we highlight here. So let me get through the list of the top 10 stories, the top 10 topics, the hot hits of the week, if you will. And we'll review the people that are affected, many of them connected to these stories that have been discussed, in some cases ad nauseum. I mean, I don't even know what to say about the hurricane at this point, other than look out for the scams. But let's go through from 10. That's number one. Let's go through. Oh, wait a minute. Spoiler alert. I already gave away number one, Richie.
Uh-oh.
Number 10.
I'll stick around.
Has to do with preseason NFL activity, kind of, this has become so pat, and many things, frankly, do, the same conversations in the same way, maybe different people involved, like, I think the story that J.J. Watt brings to the table because of Harvey and where he comes
from. Yeah, that's a great story.
That's a good story. All right, so then, but the rest of it is just the same old, you know, blah, blah. I know you like football and get excited about it, but... Are there leagues being formed?
Our fantasy league, fantasy football league draft is next Tuesday.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-huh. You want to give us a preview?
You know what? When I have it in hand, I'll let you know. Okay. I have not done my homework yet, but we will draft on Tuesday and get ready because it's fun. I mean, it takes me a while to get cranked up into it, but once I do, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Okay. Number 9 on the countdown this week. The Game of Thrones. Again, I don't mean to be Dougie Downer here. I don't get why people are so excited about this.
I don't get this show at all.
It's violent, horrible. It is just
I don't mind that part.
Well, it is the creepy crawly.
There's a lot of sex, apparently.
Well, okay, then. It was. Is there still? I remember watching a few episodes. That cute blonde. This sounds like a sexist remark. With the guy... He was half naked all the time. I think he got killed, though.
Was that her brother?
No.
There was a brother-sister love affair.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Yes. More than that. Thank you.
I'm late to the party. You guys talking about Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah. Yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I noticed? They said the F word on that show. Is that true?
Well, you can say that.
Yeah, it's HBO. You can say whatever you want.
They can say it all they want.
Excellent.
Sit for 50 minutes and say,
I just haven't invested in it, but okay, I get it. All right, that's good.
I don't think it's worth investing in. I think you waste your time watching it. You haven't wasted any of your time, Joe. More important that you spend an hour a week here with us than an hour a week watching the Game of Thrones. If you have a choice to make, you have made the right choice. How's that?
I made the evil choice, being you.
Yes, you did. By the way, Joe Crummy's, thank you for reminding me, his podcast is called Evil Thoughts, and you can get, he's got one a day that he posts on iTunes and other places where you can find podcasts. Just go, you can just, anytime, just Google Evil Thoughts, and his picture comes up because he just looks like an evil guy. Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts. So, next on the list, going to number one, the... story from Texas, not about Hurricane Harvey, but about the sanctuary cities. The ban has been blocked. I'm not sure I really understand what that means. The ban on sanctuary cities, that is, the state of Texas wanted to ban sanctuary cities, and somehow some group took them to court, and the ban has been blocked. How in the name of God do you block?
One more instance where a federal court has overturned the want and desire of the people who live there.
Never mind Texas. Why are there sanctuary cities? We have this conversation all the time. Why are there sanctuary cities allowed anywhere? And who, under what jurisdiction, was it a federal? Who sued the state of Texas? That wasn't the federal government, because the federal government is trying to keep sanctuary cities from taking place, so it must be some private group.
No, but the federal courts aren't
under the... They had to be brought the case, Richie.
Somebody brought the case, but the federal courts can do whatever they want. If Trump were to say, no more sanctuary cities, federal court can overrule them, and I think that was the case in one of them.
But I thought you had to bring a case to them in order for them to act on it. They can't just... They just act on their own? They look, pick up the newspaper one morning and say, okay, Texas has banned sanctuary cities. We're going to overrule that ban. Is that how it works?
I think they can.
You're gay. I'm looking. I'm Googling it right now. It was brought by a Latino activist group.
There you go. Sounds more like it.
United Latin American Citizens brought this, and it was a judge in San Antonio. Richard Ryan was a federal judge.
Is the name of the group the United... Latin American United citizens or the United Illegal Latin American citizens?
You go, boyfriend. I like that.
Yeah, that's the difference. I have no problem with
Latin
Americans who are here. That's
ruling.
The problem with the name of the group. There are a lot of Latin Americans who are here legally and who are working in, like any other group of Italians or, what difference does it make where they came from as long as they're here legally?
I got them all over my house.
Well, it has to do with, how they're going to operate their police departments, and I think that's where what they go for. About, are they going to give notice to the feds they've got these people in custody or not? I think that's what it's about, and that's what the fight's about.
As an aside, last week, a lot of people, and they're still talking about Joe Arpaio, having been number 8 on the people list this week on the Talkers Countdown. What did he actually do that he needed to be pardoned for? Was it the him going to court and going?
He was
to,
profiling and
yeah,
pulling
but he'd been
people
doing that
over
for a long time.
So they tell
right, but
him.
But after he was convicted of doing it, he still kept doing it.
Yeah, well,
he
you
was
know
convicted
what? I mean,
as an individual.
Yes, they told him to stop doing it, and he refused.
And he kept
doing
it.
Who told him to stop doing it?
The courts.
Federal judge.
Federal court?
Courts, the federal courts are out of control in this country.
They are. He's right. Look, I was in Phoenix.
So that's why he was pardoned.
Right.
Here's the bottom line is whether the courts are out of control or not, he was convicted, he was told to stop doing it, and he didn't. So he broke the law again. So it's black and white. He broke the law again.
Now, look, I was there during all of this, and I saw what happened. It was Victoria's right. There were a couple of federal judges involved in it. The first one said, hey, Joe, we think you're profiling people, so what we're going to do, we're going to set these really nebulous guidelines and catch you in a little trap in a couple of years when we bring you back into court. I mean, that's exactly what happened. So they give him some guidelines. Those are, how shall we say, nebulous. It's easy to run afoul of these guidelines, but he's on the record now. So now they got him in their sights. The second time around, what's interesting about it is you don't have a jury trial the second time. You only have a federal judge because they look at it as a misdemeanor. They make a big deal about it. It's criminal, but it's a misdemeanor so that there's no jury. So the judge can go, you know what? I think you're in violation. Bottom line, that's what happened.
Really?
Out of control.
Yes. The only reason why I know this is I was on the air in Phoenix during all of this. I saw it happen.
All right. Well, it's good to know. I never could make up my mind whether I thought he was a grandstander, somebody's
grandfather. Well, he wasn't exactly the cuddliest guy on the planet.
But you know what? He believes in something. He stands by it, and he's not going to be told otherwise, even if he breaks the law and has to go to jail.
Yeah. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the review of the charts, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com. Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. Anything related to talk on radio and television, you'll find it reported at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Here's something for you all to think about. Your health and your well-being. Think about how you feel in the morning when you get up. Is it like, let's hit the floor running, I'm going to work, I'm feeling great, or, damn it, I don't want to get up. I got no energy, I can't even brush my teeth, I have a hard time even going to bed, I want to go back to bed. But you got responsibilities, you got to get to where you need to go, you have to perform. So to perform at your very best, do what Rich does. Do what Victoria does. Sorry, Joe, you haven't been into the profile yet. Do what I do. Use Super Beats. Super Beats. The New York Times called Super Beats fitness in a glass. How about that? You'll have amazing energy, amazing stamina, and it's all natural. It's just from food, from beets that are grown, cooked. They are dried and then powdered and put in a canister and sent to you. As a matter of fact, you get a bonus 30-day supply free, one extra canister when you have your first order of Super Beats. And you can order them online easily at DougLikesBeats.com. You'll love the taste of them. You'll love the results. You'll feel better fast. No caffeine. You don't need to drink coffee. None of that stuff. It's 90 non-GMO beets in every single canister of Super Beets. Mix it with water or a smoothie, or like me, I put it in chocolate milk. Everybody laughs at me, but it tastes nothing better than beets in chocolate.
That's not really the official way to use it, by the way.
No. Well,
just so you know.
Yeah. Drinking a glass of vegetable juice. Yeah, it works. It's fine. I just like to add a little color to the conversation.
Yeah, you can put it on a glazed donut if you wanted to. It's going to do the job.
Right, exactly. Ice cream is good with it, too. Put Super Beets on ice cream. A great-tasting circulation superfood, Super Beets. Order them now at DougLikesBeets.com. Free shipping as well as a free 30-day supply with your first order. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. All one word, DougLikesBeets.com.
Here from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Victoria, Richie, Joe Crummy is the author of the book Planking on Headstones.
Yes.
Your Future Outside of Time. What in the name of God is this about?
Oh, my gosh. This is a book that you even interviewed with me on this.
Did I? Years ago.
Yes, you did. You interviewed me in 2013. This was my first book, Planking on Headstones, Your Future Outside of Time. It's a book that looks at theology and who we are, and it takes what we believe as people, say, Judeo-Christian tradition, and it marries it, so to speak, to what we know about physics today.
That's why I like
it. Oh, remember that? That was an interview.
All right. Book's called Planking on Headstones, Joe Crummy.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview from the Talk Radio perspective. The hours of this program are dedicated to understanding what's going on and being involved in a discussion of the top stories of the week according to research done by Talkers Magazine. So I have assembled a group of talk show hosts that I'm familiar with to talk about the issues from their perspective. And then Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joins us. We talk about it from various perspectives as well, not the same road that we will travel as hosts. So let's see here. We're counting up to number one. Number seven this week, the problem with North Korea, the tensions there. I saw that the North Korean government says they're going to kill the reviewers, the reporters who have taken apart a book that supposedly discloses what life is really like in North Korea. And the leadership there doesn't like it, so they're going to kill the reporters.
Well, yeah, we can't have the truth getting out there anywhere.
No, can't have that. And then there is the question, the Russians, I think, said late in the week, that, or was it the Chinese who said that there could be a major conflict erupting between North Korea and the United States. I still don't even begin to follow this. I don't know what we did that annoyed this little punk, other than send Dennis Rodman over there. What if,
well, other than that movie.
Yeah, the movie.
The Seth Rogen, James Franco movie.
Isn't that a little touchy, though? I mean, that's a little touchy.
Well, what we did is we are who we are. The only thing we did is we exist, and we are the greatest country on the planet. So that's why he hates us.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it was pretty cheeky he sent that missile over to Japan this week, too. Because what happens if it wasn't an ICBM, so it wasn't a long-range missile. But let's just say he sends it over Japan, but it doesn't quite make it, and it actually lands in Japan and hits something. I mean, that was pretty cheeky that he did that. Because if they make a mistake, and it lands and it hits something, that's sort of a big that's a thing.
Guam is still in focus, they say. So what do we do? We just sit and, I mean, I don't know that we have to take aggressive action against the guy, because we can blow the missiles out of the air anyway. I think that ought to be something.
We need to start shooting some of them out right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The next one, every time that one gets 10 feet out of the missile silo,
yeah,
thump.
Right.
Just need to take
it out. This may be a dumb question, but the missiles that they fired so far, are they landing in the ocean, or are they landing, like, in a mountainside, or?
No, they're landing in the ocean. So that's Richie, that's an interesting point. Why aren't we just blowing them up now? Where we, what's the point of showing
that,
how quick
that has
blow
been
up?
Said that it's on the table and it's one, and I think what happens is every time one comes out of a site, I mean they see it when it's getting warmed up before
right.
it even leaves the ground.
Yeah.
And then once it comes out of the ground, they look at the trajectory and they can say, okay, it's just going to go in the ocean.
Right.
Let it go. Let's not waste $40 million blowing it out of the air. But if they think one is actually going to go somewhere, don't worry. They're going to take it out.
Yeah, right. So I think that's what all of this talk is just that. It's a lot of that talk.
Well, I think what we need to do is just crush them financially. I mean, they, you know, they still get a lot of their money from China and Russia and even Iran.
I thought
Iran.
The Chinese were on. It's costing China $3 billion to not do business with them. It's the Iranians and some of the subterfuge that comes from other countries that are unfriendly on the world scene.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Iran under the table is going, this is great. Here, here.
Yeah.
Take this.
Right.
Money.
Help yourself.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Right. All right. So that's number seven. The Fox News poll. I don't know why. But why do we give so much airtime to Fox? I don't get at this point in time. Why?
Well, the reason, and I don't even know about this poll, but probably the reason is that they're one of the few mainstream outlets that's you could even say is in the tank for Trump.
Yeah.
Right? So
tank,
anything they come out with is a counterpoint
slogan.
To every
in the tank for Trump. 28 past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A good musical interlude brings us around into a focus on good conversation. By the way, to listen to the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Any of these escapades each week, where we go into the foray of conversation with, in this hour, some really good talk radio people like Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. There is a need, a desire, a want. Thousands of people kind of want to hear this, and they may not be able to hear it when we're doing it in the main. So just go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show to get the events, the conversations from the charts this week. By the way, Joe, this is something that I always am kind of still fascinated. Victoria laughs at me. As a matter of fact, Richie, Victoria told me I reminded her of her mother. Can you imagine? Yeah, in terms of dealing with technology?
Just technology.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that they look like each other. It's just technology.
Technology.
Or that they sound like each other. No.
Right. Joe promoted the fact that he was going to be on this program. This is a fascinating thing about things like Facebook. Joe says on his Facebook page, going on air with Doug Steffen at 8 a.m. Eastern. We'll talk about the top 10 stories of the week. Listen, I don't think it's, if you spell my name right, it probably would work better.
What did I do? Yeah, I'm not awake when I do that. What did
S-T-E,
I do?
S-T-E, you spell it S-T-A, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
Oh, I didn't fix, I thought I fixed that typo.
Oh, that's a new one. Usually it's the S-T-E-F-F-E-N.
Yeah, right.
I've never gotten
it. I didn't do that. I'm not guilty of that.
Nice going,
sure?
Joe.
I thought I fixed that.
You know, Victoria, in my office I have all these little Chotsky things on my bulletin board behind my desk, and one of them is a little placard that says Doug Steffen, S-T-E-F-F-E-N, at a conference that he was speaking at. So the little white placard that they put in front of you to let everybody out there know who you are, they spelled his name wrong.
So you took it home.
So I took it home.
And framed it.
As a matter of fact, it might have been talkers.
All right.
There's respect for you, baby.
Okay, like, don't get it carried away, Joe. Next on the hit parade here, number four, actually, Trump gets moved out of number one for obvious reasons, but the number four, number three, number two item all have to do with Trump and Russia Trump and this program, Trump and tax reform, Trump.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
You know, Victoria and I get into a discussion this week that I think is apropos, frankly. Victoria's not a fan of Donald Trump, and that's okay. But when it comes to talking about the wife and the children, the news media, or some of the scumbags in the fringe areas of the news media that want to take shots because they haven't got anything better to do about what Melania's wearing for shoes,
oh my goodness,
or what the kid's wearing as a T-shirt, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't like the guy, why? What is it? What comes from? What kind of small pea-brained person? Never mind, would write that, would be interested in reading that stuff.
Well, it's oxygen to the people that, you know, they don't like Trump. And
I don't think that's true. Victoria, you don't find it as oxygen, do you?
I find it disgusting. I find it absolutely disgusting. He's a child, and people who want to knock what he's wearing, I mean, it's classless, and I think it's undignified. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. I get that, yeah.
I don't have a single friend or acquaintance on the left who thinks any of that is okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the people are who are making these types of quote-unquote headlines and clickbait and all that. I don't know. I think I actually would believe it's probably just, I don't even think there are people who personally really believe that. I think it's just creating some sort of controversy out of nothing. They do it on the left.
Why not just blame it on some evil right-wingers who want to set it up? See, that'd be cool, too. In other words, you as a right-winger go, oh, I'll pose as a lefty here and I'll say something really like
that. That totally happens on both sides.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it does.
Absolutely, it does. Sides. Of course.
I think the Twitter sphere, the blogosphere, the Facebook sphere, all of that, people get this, they turn into these monsters when they have this comfortable office or basement or kitchen that they can sit there and throw darts at anybody from
that
they wouldn't ever think about doing if they were face to face.
I see that all the time on my Facebook page. People that I don't really know, like drive by trolling.
If you wouldn't say it to somebody,
there's a word for it that
you
I can't
got
say.
The balls to say it.
People are the meanest, nastiest things, and they don't even know who you are. And they say these awful, disrespectful things, and they and I go, okay, I don't do that. All I have to do is say I like Trump, and that's obnoxious.
If you don't have the guts to say it to my face, please don't type it on a keyboard.
You know, Richie, what one of my favorite politicos. I've had great political advice from local politicians over the years. One of them told me not to get into a pissing contest with a snake when I was doing a local radio program. He used to take shots at the editor of the local newspaper. And the other one is that it's hard for them to vote against you when you're sitting in the room.
Exactly.
You know what? I never say stuff that I wouldn't say to someone's face if we were at a party or something like that. I always try to remember that, you know, and to keep that in mind. So it takes a lot for me to lose my cool.
But the other part of that problem, though, is also bots. It's not even necessarily a specific person.
True.
You know, it's the bots that have been going around.
What is a bot, Victoria?
They're, you know, like the bots who buy up all the tickets that you'd like to buy to concerts that you want to go to. It's the same.
Right.
It's the same mechanism. And, you know, there were tweets going around this whole week saying, you know, oh, if you don't like Trump's response to Hurricane Harvey, then what about Obama and Katrina? He was golfing. And it's like he wasn't even the president then. But people keep retweeting it because they don't even know that he wasn't even the president then. And it's all bots that have created it.
And that's the clickbait stuff where they're trying to get you to click on a link somewhere.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's a lot of
By the way, Rich,
that.
I have to take a little issue with you. You never taught me about clickbait. Victoria is the one who taught me about clickbait. I never realized.
And he clicks on all of it.
We don't need to be taught.
Thank you, Victoria.
Look at it and go, that's outrageous. I'm not clicking on that.
He clicks on all of it.
I haven't been smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Let me send you some good stuff then.
Exactly.
So, I just don't want him to get a virus on his computer.
As long as we're with the Trump discussion for a moment, several more Russian diplomatic facilities are being closed in the United States in retaliation for Putin's order that the U.S. cut its diplomatic presence in Russia. Is it 400 people, 700 people? How many? And who knew there were that many diplomats in Russia to begin with?
It's three offices. There's one in San Francisco, another one in New York, and someone somewhere else. And they're basically just saying, okay, you're going to close more offices of ours. We're going to close more offices of yours, and we're going to have less and less people in both countries talking to each other.
Yeah. I think this is setting a dangerous precedent, though. I don't really like the road that we're headed down.
Yeah, when you already have
this is a little scary to me.
Iran, China, North Korea, and all those crazy people, and then you have to now deal with Russia too.
I think it's time for a good episode of Madam Secretary. All right, I want to spend a minute before we'll pause, and then we'll get into some of the hurricane stuff that needs to be repeated or at least thought about. But I must say something about this because it is at the heart of what I do and what you hear. I produce four or five radio programs through my originating network that Rich and a guy named Mike Paradiso run called Radio America. I've been on Radio America for 20, how many years? How many
years? 1996.
All right, so 21 years. All right, so Radio America has a number of balanced programs, and they got a few right of center, conservative, of whatever you want to call them. I don't call them conservative because
most of our stuff is family finance, cars, technology.
Right, but you do have one host who's pretty.
Right, we have Dana Lash during the week, she's outspoken. Jumps into it.
So here's what I want people to know: this George Soros and his family have funded it's called I think hashtag No Blood Money. That's what it's called. Started last month.
It's all run by Media Matters.
Media Matters and. This outfit, Color for Change, Van Jones is involved in it. I don't know who he is. I know he's a commentator, but I sure as heck
former Obama executive and then went to CNN.
So Soros, I have respect for because he's a fabulous businessman, made a lot of money. I have no respect, however, for this latest attack. This sort of started back. If you just mentioned Money Matters, Richie.
Media Matters.
This started back when they. Were able to taste the blood in the water and bump a few people off the air by complaining about what they do to advertisers. And if you don't have advertising, that's the lifeblood of being able to do commercial radio. You're not going to succeed. So now these guys, they're attacking what they label as white supremacist organizations. Anybody who is associated with any quote-unquote right-wing or a conservative group like the American Family Association, the Freedom Center, Act for America, Radio America, any of these outfits, they're trying to close them all down. And I now take it personally. This is something these people are trying to put an end to my livelihood because they want to kill Radio America, which is my number one source of transmission. And they have a well-oiled machine. They're barreling down the tracks at a lot of these groups. 123 groups have been listed by this organization as white supremacism. Radio America is no more a white supremacist organization than the NASA is. It's asinine. And the fact these people are getting traction and notoriety is more than obnoxious and appalling. It's dangerous. So just be aware, for those who are listening to the countdown on stations that might not normally carry any programs that I'm doing other than this one, that this is, people at least need to be, you're not going to stop
them. And if you think that they can't do anything, just ask Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Or ask Roger, what's his face, dead now. But
Jeffrey Lord, ask him.
Or ask Jeffrey Lord, because they are behind all of those outings.
Yep. All right.
And I don't know how much time do we have here? I don't
want to. Not much. Go ahead, though. Make it quick.
We're done. Well, Jeffrey Lord has been banned from another station in Phoenix just because of what had happened to him. They folded too as well.
They see one person, they all like lemmings. They just follow.
That's what happens.
And I am so damn tired of this.
Bill O'Reilly hadn't been flirting around the hallways so much, they wouldn't have
any... He's his own worst enemy. Right. I had no problem with him.
Well, he handed them a loaded gun.
That's right. Their problem.
Yeah. Right.
That's that. But when they, I'm not doing that, and they're coming after... I see that's them right. as coming
see,
after
that's,
me
that's
and
the
my
ammunition
source
you need to give them for them to be able to do anything. Bill O'Reilly gave them ammunition, and they took it in their well-oiled machine, and they used it.
Yeah, so whatever you do, Doug, don't you be flirting with any of the young youngsters.
Nah, they're always making fun of me anyway.
Right.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. The news is that we oftentimes get off track and don't stick exactly to the list. So people sometimes say, all right, what's really on the list this week? So I'll go through in this moment the stories that are making the top 10, the hot hits. Number 10, sports activity, sports talk activity, the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's winning in tennis? Number 9, the Game of Thrones. One more season left. So that'll be plenty. Number 8, Sanctuary Cities discussions in Texas takes a second place to something else going on in Texas this week. North Korea is number 7. What's going on at Fox News is number 6. Violence in the Middle East is 5. Russia is 4. The end of the Dreamer program is 3. The Trump tax reform plan is 2. And the hurricane is number 1, as you can imagine, on the Talk Radio Review.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now, an overview of the list of people that have been on the minds of those who have conducted talk radio programs, discussions with hosts, callers, input, that sort of thing. J.J. Watts at number 10, thanks to the focus on him for the fabulous work he's doing to create a fund and help people or victims of the hurricane. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. What more do you say about him? Number 8, Joe Arpaio. Paul Manafort's number 7. Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin, number 6. Melania Trump, number 5. Mitch McConnell, 4. Paul Ryan, 3. Gregory Abbott, number 2. The mayor, I'm the governor of Texas. And Donald Trump, number 1. That was interesting. Former Governor Rick Perry of Texas, now Secretary of the Interior, spent a lot of time during this week overviewing the hurricane situation and making some rather significant pronouncements about it. I thought that was worthy of note. To finish off our conversation about the stories, the hurricane, what hasn't been said, I got an email from a friend of mine down there and a radio station said the smell, the mildew smell.
Oh,
you can smell the death, the dead dogs and cats and people. I don't even know how they're gathering up the dead. What do you mean? They're dead bodies floating all over the place.
No, they're not. There's only 47 people dead.
No! Are you kidding?
I think that number's going to go a lot higher.
Oh, no, the number's
there's
well over 100.
There's bodies floating all over the street. Wow. Hey, you want some good news?
What, Richie?
Get ready for the economic boom that is to come to build, rebuild.
Oh, yeah,
Houston.
Rebuilding.
So the good news there.
Huge.
Bad
huge.
News, it's all of your tax dollars. But
yeah, right. You have to borrow more money, but it'll be huge. That economy down there will
it
come
will
back
boom.
Around. Woof. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to focus in on the top five technology stories of the week. Thanks to the wisdom of Tori Akevan, we have them all categorized. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of focus on the hurricane and how social media and technology has helped. So we'll go through the top five. And starting with number five, Victoria takes it away.
Well, of course, as Hurricane Harvey has devastated so much of Texas, people are left without any power. There's no TV. There's no radio in some instances. And smartphones and social media has been really their lifeline for getting news, for getting the word out that they're okay. In some cases, getting the word out that they're not okay and giving their address and asking for help. And people like the Cajun Navy have responded, and local police and the Coast Guard have responded. However, emergency officials did issue a warning this week, and this will continue as the cleanup effort begins and the search and rescue efforts start. They don't want people relying on Twitter. They said that there have been too many false reports on Twitter, too many fake phone numbers where people are told to call for a crisis line for emergency help, and it turns out to be an insurance scam.
And by the way, there's unbelievable scamming going on. Scams that
I know.
You wouldn't believe.
And that's exactly why the Houston emergency authorities have said, no matter what, stick to 911. The Houston command, they have multiple Houston command centers set up, and they say that even if the phones are busy, stay on the line. They will get to you. If you can leave a message, leave a message. But they said just try to avoid, you know, getting vital information from Twitter.
Right. Okay. There would be a question about number four and the focus on Uber, even though it is a technology play. But the new person running it is from a technology company, right? Wouldn't Expedia be considered a tech company?
I definitely consider Expedia a tech company for sure. The new CEO has been plucked from Expedia. He's an interesting background. He's Iranian American. His family came here when he was a young boy, when the Shah was overthrown. So his family has been here for most of his life, and he has been very outspoken about certain issues in the tech world and politically. He seemed to be a little bit of a wild card in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Hewlett-Packard Enterprise CEO Meg Whitman was apparently the number one choice to be the new CEO of Uber to replace Travis Kalanick, and then she couldn't deal with the situation and the way that they were going to keep Kalanick on the board, so that's why she withdrew her name from the running. So it's interesting to see how the Expedia guy is going to do. His name is Dara. It's a very complicated name, Dara.
Yeah, no bother,
Khosrowshi.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see where the company goes from here. Of course, it's at Expedia. He was incredibly successful, so I think people who own stock in Uber are probably very excited about it.
Number three, working toward number one. We look at the cost of all these new smartphones, and you wonder, there's a lot of competition. Instead of the price going up as it has, you think it'd be going down.
You would think. However, it's unbelievable. Samsung has a brand new Note 8, which if you are a Samsung fan or just an Android fan, this phone has everything. It's a really impressive model. And it's going to retail by the end of this month for $929. That's a lot for a smartphone. The iPhone 8 is being announced supposedly on September 12th. That is starting at $999 for the premium model. That's over $150 more than the last iPhone. So people are saying now smartphones might be pricing themselves right out of the market.
Yeah, too much money. All right, number two, this is something that affects most people who are followers of Amazon and mm-hmm. who also want to have good food.
This was great news for Amazon and Whole Foods shoppers this week. People were wondering what Amazon's effect on Whole Foods prices would be, and the prices went down significantly starting last Monday. And it was they're starting with a lot of the organic stuff that are staples, you know, eggs, avocados, apples, things like that really cost a lot, and the prices have gone significantly down and probably will continue to.
Yep, there's the Amazon story. All right, number one. It also has to do with shopping, it looks like, Victoria.
It's true. According to a new study, touchscreens make you more of a frivolous shopper. So if you're shopping on your iPad or your iPhone or any type of touchscreen device, you are going to buy things that you don't need. This happens to me, and I've asked friends this week, and they said it all happens to them, too. If you want to make sure you stick to your budget, stick to your desktop computer.
It's, what a funny world we live in, isn't it?
I know.
Down to, it's really... very amusing. It's a great time to be alive. Look at it that way. Even though some of this stuff starts when you turn on your computer and say, okay, here's Windows starting, you're going nuts. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.